This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2603. I'm your host, Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Now, I don't care if you're the student involved or a parent, sometimes someone you know is looking for an internship, and this show might help them land one. You know, for most of you who are students, maybe you get some recommendations, maybe you've heard some stories, but this is an idea for you about how to go about doing it. I do hope you find this show helpful. I'm also going to point out to you that if you go to my website, thebiggamehunter.us, it's organized by categories. So when you go to the blog, look for a category about internships. There's information there that might help you or the student in your family. And we'll be back in just one moment. Today I'm going to share some basic ideas for how to find internships. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. People hire me for no BS coaching and career advice globally because I make things easier for people professionally. The first step to finding an internship is to determine your career goals and what you want to gain from the experience, because this is going to help you narrow down your search and target companies so that they align with your goals. Once you've determined those goals, start researching companies in your area, your field of interest. Use websites like Glassdoor, LinkedIn, Indeed to find out what companies are hiring interns to do and what kind of opportunities they offer. In addition, don't overlook the power of networking. Reach out to professionals in your field, attend career fairs and networking events, speak to graduates from your school who might be working in this field so that you can learn from them about internship opportunities, what the nature of work might be, etc. College career fairs in particular are overlooked because these events do bring together employers and students and offer an opportunity to meet with recruiters and learn about available internships. Don't pass them up because you've heard stories that they're lousy. You just need one. You need one person to adopt you and pay attention to you and give you the real information about how to get an internship with their firm. Think about the kind of internship you want as well. Some internships are paid, others are not. Some offer college credit, some don't. It's important to determine what type of internship is right for you based on your goals and financial situation. And once you have a list of potential internships, it's time to start applying. Have a strong resume and cover letter that highlight your skills and experience. Don't just simply throw something together. It's supposed to get you in the door. Being lazy, being cheap, isn't going to help you. Make sure that your resume, once written, is then tailored to individual applications for each firm, because each firm looks for something a little bit different from a potential intern. So once you have a base resume, be sure to customize it to fit the individual needs of an employer. When you're applying, when you're looking for an internship, don't be afraid to be proactive. Reach out to a company you want to intern at and express your interest in an internship with them. Demonstrate enthusiasm because they like that sort of quality. They interpret your fear as being aloofness. So practice sounding enthusiastic. Practice sounding eager and interested, especially with a person who may coordinate and or screen possible interns for their firm. Next, in order to stand out from your competition, it's important to be prepared for the interview. Research the firm, the person you're meeting with. You can do that on LinkedIn, do Google searches. Practice your interview skills and dress professionally. During the interview, be prepared to answer questions about your skills, experience, and career goals. Lastly, don't be discouraged if you don't get the first internship you apply for. They're very competitive. It's important to keep trying until you find the right fit. And don't take the rejection is that they're rejecting you. It could be that they find someone who's stronger than you, and that's not your fault. So to sum up, finding an internship takes time and effort, but with the right strategy, you can increase your chances for success. Remember, determine your career goals, research companies in your field, network, attend college career fairs, tailor your application, be proactive, and be prepared for the interview. If you do these things repeatedly, you'll find an internship that you want and start your career off on the right foot. I'm Jeff Altman. Visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. There's a lot in the blog to help you. Plus, you can schedule time for a coaching session, find out about my video courses, books, and guides, and much more. Lastly, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Mention that you watched the video. I know I like knowing that I've helped some folks, and once we're connected, your network is going to be a lot larger. Have a terrific day and be great.